We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Sunday, the 28th day of August, 2011. And we're now just, 4 days away from the premiere of InfoWars Nightly News, a completely new media operation. And folks know that I'm dedicated, my crew is dedicated, so that's certainly bellying up to the InfoWars Warfare bar to sign on to produce 5 TV shows a week. You've seen some of the special reports, a lot of production value, a ton of research, hard hitting. And if you want to see a sample of what the nightly news is going to be like, go to InfoWars.com and you can see an expanded special report up there on the site that breaks all of that down. It's also posted on PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, obviously, thank God, Hurricane Irene was not as bad as many had hyped. And Obama grandstanded as our savior at the command center. We're going to be going over that report. Irene leaves few scars in New York City, but from flooding, there is a reported 10 deaths in other states. So certainly a serious issue, but thank God that it did weaken before it made landfall. And now the only main problem is flooding and some wind damage. At least 10 dead and 2 million without power. That's being reported on. And as Ron Paul said yesterday, his statement on Irene, there's no need to call out FEMA. All FEMA does is destroy the coordination of the local governments that know what they're doing. And in the case of Hurricane Katrina, block actual aid being delivered and then direct the paramilitary police on a gun confiscation errand. So we'll be talking some about that today. But speaking of the hurricane, every time there's hot weather, cold weather, a thunderstorm, a tornado, a cyclone, they say if you pay Al Gore money, he will wave a magic wand and buy another big palace on the oceanfront. Even though he said years ago we'd already be underwater on all the major coastlines, doesn't matter. Al Gore is very arrogant. Same guy that told you NAFTA and GATT was going to be absolutely wonderful and like mother's milk to this country. And here's a report coming up. Gore, global warming skeptics are this generation's racist. And in Europe, they're calling to arrest people for climate change denial, equating it to the Holocaust. And here's a New York Times article. Seeing Irene as a harbinger of a change in climate. New York gets hit by hurricanes every 5 or 6 years. I've read a lot of history books. Going back to even before this country was founded, New York was routinely ravaged by the late summer, early fall storms. But I guess it was George Washington having a wood stove that, of course, caused that. And if he could have just gotten in a time machine and teleported himself forward, he could have paid Al Gore and Lord Rothschild some money, and they would have fixed it. So we're going to look at what the environmental movement is really doing today and play part of one of those news special reports that we filed last week where we went out and talked to people on the ground in Austin, some of which said, well, yes, carbon dioxide is what plants breathe, but if the government says it's bad, it is, and we should pay taxes. We knew this was going to happen. There's atrocities on both sides, both the U.S., NATO-backed rebels in Libya, but also by Gaddafi's forces. But it's being played down in the Western media that they're finding piles of dead black people all over Libya that the rebels are killing. Absolutely, race war is on in Libya. It's all coming up, and your phone calls. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Sunday, the 28th day of August, 2011, 6 minutes after the hour. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. And after I go over some of the most important news, in my view, we will open the phones up and take your calls. Now, coming up in the next hour, I want to spend some time on the reports that are even coming out in the Washington Post, the Financial Times of London, and I've seen the grisly photos and video that blacks are being murdered all over Libya by the Western-backed al-Qaeda forces. And we have the LA Times, New York Times, they admit that the main contingent of jihadists from all over the Middle East that came to Libya to fight are real al-Qaeda. And a lot of them have bragged in the newspapers that, yes, I've killed Americans in Iraq, but I'm now going to kill Gaddafi. I mean, I saw them chanting that 6 months ago when this conflict first started. Then 4.5 months ago, the UN passed a resolution. Congress said to Obama, you've got to get congressional approval to launch a war. And Obama, the first president in U.S. history, said, I don't need Congress to give me authorization for war. I have the United Nations, and he put out a statement saying, I do this for the credibility of the UN. And that does give it a lot of credibility, that it gives our president orders, even when the Congress is complaining. Now, the Congress, of course, is just as traitorous. They shouldn't then just sit there angry that Obama ignored them and the Constitution and began to move the presidency and its office towards a dictatorial system. They should have begun impeachment proceedings immediately. And many constitutional scholars that we've had here on the broadcast have pointed out this is clear, absolute high crime and misdemeanor. Just like the ATF caught shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, high crime, misdemeanor. His attorney general caught perjuring himself to the Congress 3 separate times. High crime and misdemeanor to take campaign contributions from General Electric and others. And then not put the same regulations on them that they put on others dealing with greenhouse gas taxes and other systems. And the list goes on and on and on, giving his campaign contributors waivers to not be under Obamacare. So now we have the reports that all over Libya, they're murdering black people. Now, Libya's always had black people in it. It's North Africa. But it's been predominantly Arab, even going back to the slave trade, one of the big countries selling slaves there in Tripoli to the merchant ships that came in to the capital city of Tripoli going back thousands of years. And so there's always been a racist tinge, especially in the east of Libya, against black Libyans. And it was a lot of black Libyans that were part of the military of Gaddafi. And so blacks are being taken out of their houses with no proof, being lined up and shot. And they're in big, giant piles all over Libya. And there's not a word out of the, quote, liberal pro-war media. Very, very serious situation. There's also evidence that Gaddafi forces at detention centers holding different Western-backed al-Qaeda forces did gun them down and then burn their bodies. So more grisly photos of that. That's why war is so terrible. Serious atrocities on both sides. But I'll be getting more into that. Gaddafi is still hiding out. They don't know if he's on the coast. They don't know if he's in the deep Sahara in southern Libya. They don't know if he's run off to Zimbabwe and his ally there, or whether he's in Algeria. No one knows, but he's issuing more defiant broadcast, which will continue the guerrilla war that's going on. It's also been confirmed, and for the first 3 or 4 days of the hoax, the media wouldn't admit it, but we now have links on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to the BBC and others, where they admit, well, maybe the rebels have 20%, 30%, 40%, but they certainly don't control all of Tripoli. And there's many other cities they don't control. So to say that Gaddafi's been completely overthrown because one of his command bases has been overrun is not the case. I think it signals that Gaddafi is going to end up getting pushed out, and I certainly can't cry over that. The problem is we were lied to, just like we're lied to every day on big issues. And 6 months ago, it's now been reported on by scores of major papers, what we reported on 6 months ago. U.S., British, Qatari, scores of different special forces under NATO were there from the start, funded and armed the rebels and led them in uprisings all over the country, shooting up police stations, blowing up military bases, attacking government buildings, attacking infrastructure, breaking into armories. And then our media said, oh, they're protesters. How dare Gaddafi do anything to them? Now, if our media said, oh, this is a U.S.-backed dirty war overthrow operation, I would be a lot happier because they wouldn't always just be lying to us. But instead they said, oh, it's just a humanitarian protesters, and the U.S. is not involved, and NATO's not involved, and there's no U.S. forces involved, and Gaddafi's a liar to say that there's a bunch of al-Qaeda in these groups, and there's no U.S. advisors. And then later it all came out and is now admitted that, well, the West is very proud. They helped from the very start 6 months ago. And then a month and a half in, there was the U.N. resolution. And then in July, thousands of more special forces were sent in to lead these assaults. And then NATO special forces led several thousand fighters, Arab fighters, brought in a week ago and landed in Tripoli. So it turns out, as usual, that what the alternative media was saying, what some of the European press and what the Arab press was saying was 100% true. And the corporate government finance controlled so-called mainstream media in the United States and England, as well as NATO, knowingly lied to the public and said, this is an organic uprising and we're not involved. And they're using military propaganda and disinformation on the American people. The Pentagon is. The Pentagon's putting out false statements in U.S. media. They admit they do this now. They've been doing it for a long time, but a few years ago, they admitted they're targeting the American people with propaganda. That's illegal. And we've always, you know, in a supposed free country, barred that. You don't pay your taxes and then have your money turned around against you with propaganda and lies. So this is a humanitarian disaster in Libya. It is going to continue as a civil war. You watch. We'll be here in 2 years talking about bombings and rocket attacks and tribal warfare and death and destruction and deindustrialization of a country that had the highest standard of living in Africa. It did not have the highest standard of living 42 years ago when Gaddafi took it over. And I think the guy is a clown in his clown outfit. I've said that for years. I don't like him. The point is the globalists want to steal the trillions in oil. They want the giant water supply and the underground aquifer systems that they've built, the artificial canals. They want that infrastructure for AFRICON, the new U.S. Base that has been set up in different areas of Africa. And the Pentagon admits they want Libya as a giant new military base. And so they lied to the American people. They funded real al-Qaeda, the same folks they used against the Russians in the 80s, that they used against the Serbs in the 90s. They brought them in. They started a war. They told you it was a democratic uprising. And now they have announced that they are officially putting Sharia law in effect in Libya. The women aren't going to be going to college anymore. Gaddafi did that, just like Iraq's now under Sharia law. The women are being blocked out of college. They're going to have to wear the hoods over their heads, just like the U.S. backed the uprisings in Egypt 6 months ago, 7 months ago, against their own admitted puppet, Hosni Mubarak, of 32 years. So this is terrible. And we've been lied to. We have been absolutely, totally lied to yet again, and I'm upset about it. Because now the U.N., and the people that control the U.S. can fund rebels in any country to try to overthrow that government, call them peace activists, and then send our forces in.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right. If you're a new listener and you're wondering, who is this guy? What is he talking about? We are not your mainline liberals or your mainline conservatives. I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in liberty. I believe in freedom. I believe in the rule of law. And I believe that you must stand up and fight corruption or it will run wild and take over your society. The Bill of Rights and Constitution is all but destroyed. For a long time, it was attacked and big holes were basically chewed into it. But now, for all intents and purposes, the federal government is completely ignoring the Bill of Rights and Constitution and following a global corporate system that calls itself the New World Order. That's what the globalists and all their big trilateral commissions, CFR, Bilderberg Group meetings, and we've gotten their documents leaked many times, call themselves. These are not free market people. They seek to set up a global private corporate government to set up regulations and systems to shut down their competition. How will they take over nations they don't control? They have a United Nations that will call for a resolution to invade and bomb any country that, quote, has an uprising in it now. Whether it's Egypt, whether it's Syria, whether it is Libya, this is the new dangerous precedent being set. The UN has even done war games before about the Southwest breaking off and becoming part of Mexico and UN troops coming into the U.S. under the Security and Prosperity Partnership signed by Bush, Paul Martin, and Vicente Fox in 2005. They agree to use each other's troops during emergencies or terror attacks. That means foreign troops in America. This is the new world order. This is the essence of the tyranny that we face as a society. And they own the Republican Party. They own the Democratic Party. And it's time for people to wake up to that. Now, I want to get to this report. Gore, global warming skeptics are this generation's racist. They're introducing this idea here in the U.S. and Europe. They are trying to pass laws to arrest people that deny that carbon dioxide that plants breathe is causing global warming. In fact, some European countries are actually fining people now that deny it. And as they get more and more discredited, they're getting more and more desperate. Now, 5 years ago, and I cover this in my film Endgame, Al Gore and others would deny this whole environmental movement was about taxes and regulations. Now they admit it. I want to go to a section of the 45-minute special report we posted on PrisonPlanet.tv Thursday night that breaks down exactly what we're facing as a society. Then we're going to go to break and come back and play Al Gore saying that if you don't basically pay him carbon taxes, you are a racist. You say that makes no sense. Well, they said if you didn't like Obamacare, you were a racist. Remember that on MSNBC with Mr. Matthews and Mrs. Maddow, Miss Maddow, Carlos Watson, the rest of them. That's their talking point. Political correctness is basically a Soviet-style system developed there. Let's go to this report.
Obama hit struggling Americans with energy rate hikes. Following Barack Obama's vow to bankrupt the coal power industry, Americans are set to be hit with a wave of utility bill hikes. as draconian EPA regulations drive up the cost of energy.
So if somebody wants to build a coal-powered plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
The Obama administration's crusade against coal-fired power plants, which was launched on the back of discredited junk science about hyped global warming threats, has little to do with improving the environment and everything to do with lowering living standards by creating artificial scarcity. The EPA has now listed as harmful carbon dioxide that is part of the life cycle of the planet. New EPA rules dictate that utility companies will be forced to spend an initial outlay of $800 million to conform with regulations that mandate harmful emissions be reduced under the Clean Air Act. And yet power plants supplied by General Electric, one of Barack Obama's biggest campaign contributors, have received an EPA waiver and will not be subject to the new regulations. The new rules will exacerbate the problem of rolling blackouts, warns Donna Nelson, head of the Texas Public Utility Commission. Nelson said, quote, "I have no doubt in my mind that this rule will result in reliability issues and rolling outages in Texas." Obama's strict enforcement of draconian EPA regulations has led to new clean-burning coal-fired plants being mothballed and other existing ones being shut down, which has in turn led to Texas and other states becoming energy dependent. All of this, of course, will lead to significantly higher utility bills for U.S. citizens who are being assaulted with more and more expenses, even as the threat of a double-dip recession lowers living standards. With more on these incredible developments, we're joined by InfoWars.com reporter Darren McBreen in downtown Austin.
I'm Darren McBreen with InfoWars Nightly News, and I'm here today at the Texas State Capitol, and we're about to find out if the people of Austin are aware that they are about to be hit by a wave of utility bill hikes as new EPA regulations drive up the cost of energy.
What do you think about paying higher utility bills because of the EPA's new regulations against power plants?
You know, there may be some new regulations coming up against power plants at this point. But unfortunately, right now, I think that our citizens, statewide and nationwide, basically overburdened, especially with today's economic developments and situations that are going on. I think rate hikes should be at a minimal to at least try to alleviate some of the burden on our taxpayers and our citizens nationwide and statewide.
I know a lot of people that are going to be not only shocked but a little bit irritated about that as well. Sure. I mean, they're already, I mean, because it's such a hot summer.
Exactly.
You know, everybody's bills is already up through the roof.
You're already paying through the roof because the ACs are running nonstop. And then all of a sudden it's like, you know, on top of that and with the downturn economy, yeah.
All right. We're going to come back with the rest of this little short report. And then I'm going to get into Al Gore. He says, you are this generation's racist if you don't pay money into his climate exchange. And by the way, U.S. power plants are now being forced to pay him money. I mean, this guy's something else. We'll be right back. Back live. Thank you for joining us. It is Sunday, the 28th day of August, 2011. If you go to InfoWars.com, at the top of the page, there is the headline linked in red, and we'll put it back on screen. Special report, Green Terrorist, 2012 and Apple. And that's just one of the, three parts that we streamed live last Thursday and also posted in full to prisonplanet.tv. You can go there and watch all three parts free at InfoWars.com and hopefully get this information out to everyone you know. Because the greenies are terrorists. The greenies are organized crime. The Greenings are vicious eugenics control freaks. I have read over 100 books written by the founders of the Green Movement. Aaron Dykes, who's here right now on Sunday afternoon, is completely obsessed with this information since he's worked here for 5 years and discovered all of this, and has read more than 100 books written by the heads of the UN, Nobel Prize winners, Ted Turner, Prince Philip, the policy reports. They admit that the Green Movement has nothing to do with, quote, protecting the planet, and everything to do with seizing complete and total control over society. China can build multiple new power plants a week. The U.S. on average builds less than 3 because of regulations. Our power plants are clean. Theirs are dirty. All our power plants put out is carbon dioxide and water vapor. It goes through the scrubber systems that are the size of 3, 4, 5, 6-story buildings, depending on how big the facility is. So what does Obama and the UN do? They list carbon dioxide that humans exhale, plants then absorb it and basically breathe it. They then put off oxygen. That is the life cycle. And so the globalists are putting a tax on the life cycle. Now, it isn't either you care about the environment or you don't. The globalists control the environmental movement so that they can grandstand, so they can moralize and boss everybody around and get us to accept going into basically slavery, so they can selectively enforce and shut down whatever corporations aren't part of their inner coterie, part of the good old boys club. But it's also so they can distract everybody away from real environmental issues, nuclear waste dumps, toxic waste dumping, cross-species mixing of different animal species and plant species, already giving rise to all sorts of mutated viruses, bacteria, microplasms, all sorts of mutations jumping out of plants, even into animals now. Thousands of different human-animal clones killed reportedly at the embryonic level. This is the type of stuff. But do you hear the environmental movement concerned about that? No. They want to tax your carbon dioxide. They want to be able to shut down power plants that aren't part of the good old boy club. Let's finish up with the InfoWars special report. And then I'm going to get into Al Gore saying global warming skeptics are this generation's racist. And then I'm going to open the phones up. And if you disagree with me, if you think it's too strong a word to say they're terrorists, call me. Let me give you the number, in fact, right now. Or if you agree, or if you have a comment or a question. The toll-free number to join us on the Sunday edition is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Again, 877-789-ALEX. But listen to me. The UN has been forced to admit, you can just type it into a search engine, carbon regulations would cause more than 1 billion deaths in next decade. Because if you're an American, even if you're poor, if they double your power prices, you still will be able to probably eat. But if you're in Africa or Latin America or poor areas of Asia or the Middle East, where the average person makes less than $2 a day and more than half of that money goes to get enough food to eat, you will die of malnutrition as tens of millions do a year. 15 million children, according to UNICEF itself at the UN, die every year from starvation. 15 million. It's 25 million total humans. It is estimated that it will more than triple that if they put these carbon taxes into effect. And when they got the carbon tax treaty 2 years ago in Copenhagen at the UN event, they wouldn't release it to the public, but the third world released it. It was right at double the taxes on the third world that would even be on Western wealthy nations. They sold it as, come here, third world nations, vote on this. We're going to get the rich guys and give you the money. And they got the text of it, and it was a death sentence. Is that not terrorism against humanity? To distract everybody from the real environmental crises, Fukushima now, 3, 4, 5 months, belching, 5 total meltdowns, each one bigger than Chernobyl. Massive increases in radiation blowing across the Pacific to the U.S. What'd the EPA do 3 months ago? They just raised the level of, depending on the isotope, from 1,000 times to, with one isotope, 100,000 times what they previously said was safe. They say, oh, you can have 100,000 times more of that. Japanese government, their prime minister had to resign 2 days ago, and they admitted they covered up the radiation sickness, the deaths, and said it was safe. Same stuff going on here. Now, that's a real environmental issue. But no. The whole environmental movement is about taxing people on their oil, their gas, home inspections, harassing Amish people for their tilling methods. It's all about the green police running your life. We're going to get to the Gibson guitar raids. We're going to get to all of it coming up today by the green Nazis. But let's go back. And by the way, Hitler was an environmentalist. Hitler was a vegetarian. I'm not saying you're evil if you're a vegetarian. The point is, he had this idea of sustainability, the idea they had to reduce the world population. Back in Plato's day, 2,400 years ago, the Greeks believed they were too overpopulated. This is an ancient idea. Let's go back to the clip. Here's part of the report.
Of course, I don't want to pay higher utility bills. They're already extremely high right now as it is.
Well, I don't want to pay more because of the carbon dioxide thing. That doesn't seem right, especially if it's not even proven.
Generally, I prefer regulations that deter pollution and paying a little bit more for that than an unregulated environment.
It all has to be regulated some way, right? It's going to mess our environment up.
I understand the tax on carbon footprints, but I mean, who's you know, getting a new Lexus, you know what I mean?
Do you think that carbon dioxide is dangerous?
I think carbon dioxide can be very dangerous.
Okay, what do plants breathe?
Carbon dioxide.
Yeah, I think carbon dioxide is definitely dangerous. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any, like, rules and laws to prevent it being...
What do plants breathe?
Carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide is turned into oxygen by plants.
Okay.
So, I mean, it has to be in the world.
Obviously, it's not all dangerous. Carbon dioxide isn't a dangerous gas, but when there's too much of it, it's a problem.
Carbon dioxide, even though it's a natural gas consumed by plants, it can be dangerous because, everyone says it has to do with global warming.
Behind me is the Holly Street Power Plant. It was partially closed in 2004 and officially shut down in 2007. Now it's simply a reminder of Austin's energy independence.
What do you think about the fact that General Electric, one of Obama's biggest donors, that they get a waiver and they will not be subject to the regulations?
That sounds like politics and lobbyists where it work. I mean, it's government, right? No surprise.
Sounds plausible.
Yeah, it sounds possible. There's no surprise about that.
General Electric doesn't need any favors from anybody. They're a multi-billion dollar corporation.
Are you aware that some of these new regulations are also shutting down power plants, and this is causing some of the rolling blackouts throughout Texas?
No, I wasn't familiar with that, actually. Didn't realize that was going on.
Lobbyists make a lot of money striking these deals. There's a lot of things that we don't know, and how government, you know, the tax breaks, the incentives, loopholes, you name it. So I think it's just one more to add to the list.
Well, as you can see, Alex, the people here in Austin, they're aware that their utility rates are going up, but they're not sure of the real cause.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you were a group of authoritarian corporations and powerful ultra-rich families working to set up a modern global corporate empire, how would you sell it? Well, you would finance and stage terror attacks to take people's liberties and set up a police state grid on one end to train the public to accept to basically live as prisoners in the name of safety from some boogeyman who could never be eliminated. But on the other end of that, you would have a fake environmental movement or new religion, as they admit it is, where the high priest of the religion, people like Al Gore, tell you what you can and can't do, and it becomes a new peer pressure obsession system. So let's make sure that we recycle. Let's make sure that we pay more taxes. Let's make sure that we buy carbon credits to prove that we're good little citizens. It's a system of self-guilt and control. And then you can also dictate to people what they're environmentally concerned about. You know, more and more I realize how the globalists really operate, what their real tricks are. They're all about distractions and all about counterfeits. Most people are obsessed with being discriminated against for their race, their religion, their ethnicity, their region. But what about being discriminated against because you're not a globalist and don't get the tax exemptions? Or what if you're a power plant regionally owned or a local co-op and the government comes in with all these new regulations and taxes you've got to pay, but then you find out that the big mega companies are exempt? Isn't that the ultimate form of discrimination? You see? Now, this is not my opinion. The Club of Rome in the 60s, and I've made films about this, I've posted the documents on my websites, came out. I cover it in my film Endgame, have screenshots of their own publication, and they said, and Richard N. Haass, the head of the CFR, before he was even the head of the CFR in 1992, wrote about it. He wrote about it again last year. They said, we're going to use terror on one end to organize society, the war against terror, and on the other end, we're going to use environmentalism, and that pincer will control people. That's how we're going to organize society. And so that's what they've done. And you get the internal UN emails where they say it's all fake. How do we lie to the public? How they're organizing hundreds of universities through UN and government funding to lie. How they're operating. How they're collectivist. You get the ClimateGate emails. Still, they move forward. But Al Gore, a month ago, was at the Aspen Institute. And he was speaking to these insiders. And he was saying, listen, we're losing the battle. I read the quotes here, and we were going to air it, but it had so many cuss words in it that it was basically one bleep after another. But he said, you can pull up the quotes or listen, just type in Al Gore at Aspen Institute cussing, and it's the first link. And on the audio, he says, we're losing. You get laughed at everywhere. It's now politically incorrect to say that CO2 causes global warming. Well, everybody knows Al Gore put out a fake video graphic of a polar bear drowning, you know, who can't swim, who's drowned. Everybody knows that heat goes up and then carbon dioxide increases after it. And then Al Gore flipped the graph. Everybody knows he lost a court case in England 2 years ago. They're not allowed to show his film in schools over there. It was proven on dozens of facts to be a fabrication, the inconvenient truth he put out. He's a big, fat, lying, disgusting hypocrite. He's not even a liberal. The guy's a joke. Remember he told you on Larry King how great NAFTA and GATT was going to be? And would laugh at Ross Perot and say, and he'd be, I'm telling you, Larry, there's going to be a giant sucking sound. We're going to lose our industry, and we're going to lose our wages, and this country is going to go into an endless depression. Ho, 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 Ross. Oh, what a kook. This is a good deal, Larry. I got a clip of that in my film, Fall of the Republic. And he's back. And Al Gore just 5 years ago would say, there's no plan to tax carbon. We just need to reduce it. This is when he'd already set up the climate exchange in England with the Rothschilds, mainstream news, and now, if you're not an insider like General Electric who was given all these waivers, think about the magnitude of this. That's why I talk about it so much. If you weren't given a waiver, you're talking about hundreds of millions or billions per plant. They've had finished for several years one of the biggest coal-powered plants, totally clean, down in Corpus Christi, Texas. It's been ready to open. The feds have blocked it ever since Obama got in. The Texas Power Commission admitted rolling blackouts in the winter. We had to buy our power from Mexico, where they have dirty burning coal systems. All goes into the same atmosphere. They're shutting down our clean while the dirty in Mexico, the dirty in China, the dirty plants in Eastern Europe can do whatever they want. So if power's cheaper in Mexico, China, Eastern Europe, where do you think your jobs are going to go? You think we've still got a few industries left. They're all going to be gone. And the globalists are all invested in Mexico and China. So their investments go up. They're operating like the mafia, using the environmental cult, the environmental terrorist system, to totally take over society. It is the heart of their takeover. It's called Agenda 21. Been talking about it for 16 years. It's now mainstream news. People are talking about it. It's UN regulations that our government then implements. Can't have a garden in your yard. Agenda 21. Can't have a car. Agenda 21. They're going to phase all this in. The Animal ID, the Premises ID, the Food Safety Act, all written by Big Agra, Big Pharma, to shut down their competition, and they're all exempt. Now, I want to play this clip of Al Gore, then we'll start the next hour and go to your calls and get your take on all this. But remember, the head of Gibson Guitars has come out. Two factories in Tennessee, they certify their wood, they pay the protection money, the environmental group that certifies. It was from already falling over trees. They ship the wood in for the Gibson Guitars. They get SWAT team for a second time. Turns out the other big company they're in competition with is a big Obama donor. Now they've discovered that's why they got SWAT teamed. That's up at Infowars.com. That report. Feds raid Gibson Guitar Factory over protected wood. How to turn guitarists into Tea Partiers. Take their Gibsons away. The Atlantic. Here's another one. CEO of Gibson Guitars. Main competitor is a huge Democratic donor. I mean, this is mafia government. You give money to Obama, you get a waiver. Your company doesn't have to buy health insurance, but the competitor does. This is mafia government. And how do they respond when you get up and say, hey, this is wrong? By the way, they started it 2 months ago. Hundreds of power plants in the U.S. that supply 51% or 2%, over 50% of our power, coal power plants, are now having to go and buy carbon credits in the international exchange. The federal government accepts those. And who can you buy them from? The Chicago and the London Exchange. Who owns both of them? The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers own both of them, along with Queen Beatrix and others. They're the big shareholders. And Al Gore is a huge shareholder. You have to pay this fat, ugly, demonic man-bear pig your stinking money! Oh, he's a mobster! Shaking me down with a private corporate tax every time I pay my power bill. Going in and mothballing all our city-owned utilities to jack up prices, to create artificial... Okay, start going to the clip where he says you're a racist, and it's the new civil rights movement, if you don't pay him carbon taxes. Here it is.
If you're going to take that power on, then you have to win the conversation. And that means challenging the climate deniers.
Mm-hmm.
It means asserting your beliefs. It means
Holocaust
confronting
deniers.
Candidates and elected officials with the depth of your conviction and the strength of your passion. I remember, again, going back to my early years in the South.
What a baloney
artist. When the Civil Rights Revolution was unfolding, there were two things that really made an impression on me. My generation watched Bull Connor turning the hose on the civil rights demonstrators, and we went, whoa, how gross and evil
what
is that?
What a con artist. Just look at him.
My generation asked older people, explain to me again why it's okay to discriminate against people because their skin color is different. And when they couldn't really answer that question with integrity, the change really started. Secondly, back to this phrase, win the conversation, there came a time when friends or people you work with or people you were in clubs with, you're much younger than me, so you didn't really go through this personally, but there came a time when racist comments would come up in the course of the conversation, and in years past, they would just, you know, just natural. There came a time when people said, hey, man, why do you talk that way?
All right, we'll be back. We'll be back with the next hour. I'll play the rest of it. It's unbelievable.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You can watch the full clip. We've got it linked up on Infowars.com. Gore. Global warming skeptics are this generation's racist. And he went on to say, you've got to confront people and say they're wrong and shame them. That's what this is all about. Hey, you're washing your clothes. That's bad for the earth. Water's not renewable. They're just training you to pay more for water, more for less. Hey, you know, your car is evil. Carbon dioxide, pay Al Gore money. And it powers the globalist, but it also lets them distract away from all the real environmental issues. George Monbiot and all these big environmental chiefs come out and say, I like Fukushima. This made me really believe that nuclear power is great. By the way, that was in his article he wrote in The Guardian. I'm not joking. He said, this is wonderful. It's meant to be over the top. So people are like, well, radiation is good, but carbon dioxide is bad. See, they make it like, well, either you're for toxic waste in the water or you pay Al Gore money. You're either an environmentalist to pay him money and Rothschild money, or you just want to drink poison. No. You don't hear Al Gore worried about bisphenol A and thousands of plastics that was put in there to sterilize people and destroy their endocrine system. You don't hear him talking about that. You don't hear them talking about all the other GMOs. I mean, just all these serious issues, because that's their program of control. You know what bisphenol A does in runoff to the wildlife? Well, they're not worried about real issues. In fact, the environmental movement is there to cover those up. But we have been exposing it. So now in the stores everywhere, bisphenol A free. We expose the different chemicals in the stick-free stuff. For decades, people exposed it. Now they're advertising, oh, this is safe. We actually have the power. They want to lead the environmental movement so they can continue destroying the earth. These people are sick, demonic pigs. He doesn't want us having factories here with our clean-burning coal systems. He wants it over in China where he's got big stocks. He is a demonic, lying, hardcore sicko. Cannot look at Al Gore, big, giant, fat, ugly Nelly. Let's go ahead and talk to Ty in New York. Ty, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, Al Gore. Okay, so when was this guy ever a climatologist, a meteorologist? He has a PhD in what exactly? I mean,
well, he invented the internet. He made the earth. Remember, he'll point to a hand-picked group of scientists who, it turns out, were paid to lie. And we have their own emails. A bunch of criminal scumbags.
This guy has no credentials. I mean, I'm in academic publishing. And, you know, this guy has never written a peer-reviewed paper. He has, again, and I've called people on this to their face, and they, you know, where he says we need to shout these people down. When I say, well, here's the facts, and how is Al Gore qualified?
Ty, hold on, because I'm going to hold you over to the next segment, because I want the full audience to hear you. Some stations don't carry this first 5-minute segment, so I want you to repeat what you're saying and expand on it. But have you ever noticed they have a script they follow where they go, peer reviewed? When we got all their climate documents 2 years ago, they would counter with, we've got peer reviewed, you're paid by the oil companies. It's actually the mega oil companies financing the carbon tax to shut down coal, which is their biggest competitor. And I'm not saying petrochemicals are great. We should move away from them. But paying that fat slob money isn't the way to do it when he's the biggest shareholder in Occidental Petroleum. Did you know that?
Yes, actually, I did. His father was a major holder of Standard Oil and Big Tobacco. So for this guy to, like, lay into people,
Informed, Ty. I know. He is such a scumbag con artist, like a guy in a white suit at a used car lot with a corncob pipe. I mean, this guy literally is out of central casting, a giant, humongous dog turd. And I've had enough of him! This son of a bitch! I'm sorry, I apologize. Folks, I never get like this on air. We have a lot of family stations carrying us. I apologize. This is a piece of garbage who literally robs our families. The power bills have basically doubled in the last 3 years in Austin. They're talking about doubling them again. To pay this maggot sucker money. You got the Rothschilds renting huge private islands, huge yachts, private wide body jets, huge palaces everywhere, private trains, owning the climate exchange, and they're telling old ladies in England, don't take a hot bath, and the old ladies aren't.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
If you go to Infowars.com, we've got three separate video reports. And the top video report details the green terrorist. These people are control freaks. They're authoritarians who package their political takeover of society and that they have the moral high ground and are our political bosses. It then distracts everyone from real environmental issues that we have, like cross-species genetic engineering, chimera clones, open-air testing of pharmacological crops, including corn that grows live HIV virus. Oh, yeah, you better look into pharmacological crops. These are the things that could really screw up our planet and could potentially wipe out humanity. But, oh, no, we never hear about that. We get lectured, and I played part of the clip earlier. You can go watch the full five-minute video at Infowars.com. DrudgeReport.com also has it. It's the Daily Caller. Gore, global warming skeptics are this generation's racist. And he's sitting there in the full video with this, crony. And the crony is saying, everywhere I go now, I get laughed at when I bring it up. Just a few years ago, we were saving everyone. But what do I do? And Gore goes, you've got to fight back. You're like the civil rights movement being hit with the water cannons. You know, he said there was a time, you know, when people would say, don't be racist, and we're laughed at. But later, now people are embarrassed to be racist. And in Europe, they call it Holocaust denial. They're talking about arresting. They've called in England for arresting Lord Monckton, who's a scientist, for saying it's bull. In fact, let me read some of the quotes. He continued, there came a time when friends and people who you work with or people you were in clubs with, you're much younger than me, so you didn't have to go through this personally. I'm talking about segregation. But there came a time when racist comments would come up in the course of conversation, and in years past, they were just natural. Then there came a time when people would say, hey, man, why do you talk that way? I mean, that is what's wrong. I don't go for that sort of talk that way around me. I just don't believe in that. That happened in millions of conversations, and slowly the conversation was won. And he goes on, we have to do the same thing to win the conversation on climate, Gore added. Think about this. They sit there and they lecture you and they get in your face and they make you comply. And, oh, you want a bag? Even HEB's doing it now. At first it was just the environmental stores. You want a bag? That's bad for the earth. And I'm like, hey, these stinking bottles have bisphenol A in them and leach out in the landfills and absolutely sterilize and kill all sorts of animal life. Don't lecture to me, big mouth. It's all a bunch of ninnying little Nazi control freaks trying to boss everybody around. They could care less to make sure their master, Lord Rothschild and Lord Gore, get all your money. You pay money in the carbon tax directly to these fat pigs. What a scam they came up with. All right, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to go to Ty, Drew, Craig, James, Greg, Joss, Don, Cheryl, Richard, Dangerous, and others. You're on the air, Ty. Go ahead and make your point. Ty, okay. In New York.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. So, yeah, I mean, again, as I mentioned, you know, this guy and his whole, you know, research angle, he's not himself in any way qualified as far as academic, climatologist, meteorologist, PhD, as I stated. Now, the problem
But, sir,
with
he's not incorrect. He knew full well NAFTA and GATT was going to shut us down when he promised it would double jobs in 10 years. It's not that he doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. That's why his daddy was a big part of Standard Oil and why Al Gore owns the biggest piece of Occidental Petroleum, dumping oil all off the coast of California. He's a hardcore operative. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think what's really important to look at is when you look at all the carbon-based research, first of all, it's correlative, it's not causality. There's been no actual proof.
So they use fake models, they lied, they engage in fraud. NASA, 2 weeks ago, had to admit most of the heat goes out into space. They took that out of the model to prove their point. They're liars.
Yeah, they put the sensors near urban environments. And the people who took the grant money, again, I'm in publishing, in academic publishing, and these guys that took that money from these quote-unquote research institutes and think tanks, they didn't disclose that they were paid for the same people that were funding what they were doing. So they
That's right. They got caught all over the world openly putting the sensors generally out on airport tarmacs. An example, it's 107 today in Austin. On the blacktop, because I have a thermometer in my car, it says 112. That's how they ran their op.
Exactly. And, you know, when you look at all the data empirically and how it was reviewed by the same people that wrote it. So the whole thing is flawed.
And then not flawed, it's on purpose. We got their emails where they're all going, how do we hide the decline in temperature over the last decade?
Right. Well, that's probably better said. And the things you say about GMO and, I work with Big Pharma, and, you can't even imagine how dirty these guys are. And,
Because I've talked to all the real scientists. I've seen the real facts. GMO is already spreading, and it's mutagenic because when they splice things, it makes it mutagenic, meaning it can jump across into species it couldn't before. I'm telling you, folks, it's the GMO that is going to get us. It's how many studies show in every rat study that it sterilizes them completely within three generations, every major GMO crop. And then fake right-wingers get up and say, well, you know, George Washington Carver took different squash and different tomatoes and bred them. No, that's like dogs or horses. That's breeding. That's totally natural and good. I'm not talking about taking four different types of dogs and making a French bulldog. I'm not talking about breeding tomatoes together or even creating hybrids. I'm talking about injecting over 100 different species genetics into another species and then open air planting it, putting corn out that grows its own pesticide so that the bugs won't eat it. And then, of course, it's linked to organ failure in humans and mammals. What do you think? The bugs can't eat it, but we're supposed to? I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. The mutagenic effect of these things is completely unpredictable. And at any point, if you have a mutation, you could literally kill the entire, you know, another adverse reaction to a different food
supply. It's unbelievable. I've had Nobel Prize winners on. I've interviewed hundreds of scientists I've talked to scientists. In fact, I forget the British guy's name. He's real famous. He's won all these awards. He was making millions a year heading up the biggest biotech company in England. This is like 15 years ago. And the potatoes they produced were sterilizing all of the guinea pigs. And he went and he said, we can't feed this. And they said, shut up. Listen, these are supposed to have some other built-in goodies. Just don't worry about it. I've interviewed Russian scientists where they develop stuff. They go, this is sterilizing the animals. And they said, don't worry about it. You know, hey, we're feeding GMO soy to these rats. They're all sterilized in two generations, three generations. They said, just don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. There's too many people. Wink, wink. So they tell you, just like they build Trojan horse backdoors into all of the cell phones under federal law, you're told they're putting one trait in a plant to make it use less water or last longer on the shelf or whatever the case may be, but they can stack the traits, and they're stacking traits in, and it's the perfect place to hide them. Anything else? I'm sorry I'm ranting.
No, not at all. I just want to say real quick, I live in New York City, and this whole thing with Bloomberg and this hype and this media insanity, it's just more fear-mongering. It was a non-event. I've been to nor'easters that were worse. I mean, you want to
talk
about...
But wait a minute. The New York Times says New Yorkers are now ready to give Al Gore their paycheck because it says right here, seeing Irene as a harbinger of change in climate, and it says Obama was at the command center and it wasn't as bad because he was there.
Yeah, he saved us all. But, you know, they had shots of the Freedom Tower during the hurricane, like, well, let's see how bad it can get, and then they start talking about 911. I mean, it's insanity. So, I'm with you. So thanks for your time. I don't want to take all of it. There's lots of people. So,
Thanks, awesome. Alex. Listen, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to try to control myself. This is something that's only happened maybe 10 times in my radio history, and I'm sure it won't happen today. But I'm going to attempt to get to the 15 callers or so that are holding at least. Okay? I'm going to try to get to you, and just have your question, have your comment ready. Make it. I'll make a short comment. We'll move to the next person because I got Libya to get into. I got globalist water grabs. They're grabbing all the major water supplies, a globalist bank. Where I live in Austin, no one even cares. LCRA trying to hand everything over. I told you this would happen. A public utility that we've paid for in taxes. They just give it away. That's not privatization. I've got Mexicans are staging drug raids inside the U.S. Yeah, Mexican cops are in the U.S. We'll get into that. It's all coming up. Infowars.com. Folks, when one of these environmentalist control freak dirtbag Nazis gets in your face, you should feel sorry for them. Most of them are just like Nazis under Hitler. They think they're doing good. They believe in what they're doing. They don't know that eugenics got caught under Hitler and that it came from the U.S. and England. And that they openly said in the 50s, we're now going to call ourselves environmentalist and transhumanist. They don't know that. They haven't read the Agenda 21 documents. They haven't read the books by the head of UNESCO at the UN, Julian Huxley, brother of Aldous Huxley. They don't understand this program where the globalists study humans and how to control us and how to cut our resources off. They don't know. It's fun to boss people around. They had a big Canadian government study that came out earlier this year that showed you're 6 times more likely to be a criminal if you're an environmentalist. Well, of course, they're a bunch of bossy busybodies that want to get in everybody's business. It's disgusting. In fact, folks won't believe that. Well, you type in, you're 6 times more likely to be a criminal if you're an environmentalist in double-blind studies, because they would do these psychological tests on them. And it was an Enviro group that actually did it. They're control freaks. They're the same group that would have been in the Klan 60 years ago. By the way, it wasn't all white people like Al Gore says that were racist. It was his buddy, big grand wizard, Senator Byrd, who was. And folks of that ilk. Most white people, it was white people that stood up against slavery and said no, starting in 1800 with the abolitionist. But he's saying you're a racist if you don't pay him carbon taxes. And the point I'm getting at here is that this is how they try to basically take the moral high ground. And it's these gangs of people. Don't you know the Klan thinks they're in the right, protecting themselves when they do all these horrible things? Same thing with the Greenies. All over Austin, it's well known. If you park an SUV down at Zilker Park, there's just glass all over the ground, and they just key your car, knock your windows out. How do I know it's happened to us? Doesn't matter if you've got a big family or 5 or 6 people. You got a van, tires are slashed, windows are knocked out. And there's these little trendy, little neo-Nazi hippies just sliming around town. And they're just attacking SUVs at random all over the U.S., burning down car dealerships, burning down houses. They've killed people. They love it. They're a bunch of commie dirtbags. And I got news for them. The big banks setting up the carbon taxes. Ken Lay, that developed the carbon tax plan, along with Al Gore, they're never going to give you any of the chicken feed, you dirtbag scum. All right, that's it. I'm shutting up now. It's just the Texas Power Commission has now come out and announced that it is going to massively increase prices, double in the next 3 to 5 years, 30% in the next year, and that there will be rolling blackouts. We now live in a third world country where we got to pay protection money to fat dirtbags. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Drew in Houston. Drew, thanks for holding. And then Craig, James, and many others. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome.
I have to give you honor, man. I'm a Big Ten football player, and God blessed me in a big way. And I'm going to tell you something. This thing that is happening, you awoke me to, man. I was a neocon. I was a Rush Limbaugh. After 2 weeks after 9/11, I called him. I was on his show. I said, we got to nuke every single terrorist. And you know what?
You can't do that. You'd have to nuke the Al-Qaeda that just took over Libya.
Well, you got it, brother. Now I'm smart because of you. Thank you.
No, well, thank you, Drew.
You that right now, brother.
No, I appreciate you, Drew. I appreciate you putting up with me. I'm just an angry person that figured out their con games. What do you think of Al Gore saying you're a racist if you don't pay him carbon money?
To breathe? Are you kidding me? What a joke.
You got to pay that fat slob.
You know what I'd like to do, that little boy? I'd like to take his freaking neck and smash it. But I'm not going to be physical. I'm going to be, you know, a nice guy.
Well, here's the thing about Al Gore. He's got giant mansions all over the U.S. That's the thing about the Rothschilds. They've got palaces everywhere. And I'm not against that if they didn't steal the money. They want us to openly pay them a percentage of every kilowatt of power we use, every gallon of gas we use, a direct tax to a bunch of scum. I mean, how dumb do they think we are? And
yeah,
now,
of course. Hey, bro. Let me break this down for you, man. Well, here's my deal. I know how to beat these people. You have got to take out the heart and soul of what they are. You've got to beat them. And my corporate thing was to take down corporations. This is, yeah, this is what I did as a living, you know, strategy. But you got to take out the biggest and the baddest. And you boycott them. We're at the bottom of the pyramid, man. You know this.
Well, that's what Max Kaiser says. Hey, I'm all for boycotting Warren Buffett, Al Gore. They're all right up there at the top of this. I'm all for boycotting their organizations. And look, they're in this video clip, I didn't finish the whole thing, they admit they're starting to lose. They're squealing like little pigs, Drew.
I'm here in Houston, brother. I'm a Texas brother with you, man. And I'll tell you something, man. We are global. And we will beat them.
We are going to beat them. We're beating them on the carbon taxes. We're beating them on their gun grabbing. We're beating them on their abortion. The majority of Americans are now against it. We're going to beat them on everything. They want the moral high ground to sit around and boss us around. When they try to boss me around, I get in their face. They want to sit there and henpeck us. It isn't going to happen. America needs to grow the huevos. I'm going to leave it at that. Craig in Wisconsin, good to hear from you, Drew. Craig, you're on the air.
The comments that Gore made about comparing environmentalism to racism is offensive to anybody who's experienced racism or probably, you know, racist also.
But I want to be clear. This isn't even real environmentalism. That's what I'm saying. Carbon dioxide is the threat? No, there's hundreds of things that if there was serious moves to restrict it, I'd be for it. But that isn't what it is. It's a tax to the scumbag.
And that's the reason I'm calling about the nuclear power plants, and the coverage that you had during the Fukushima disaster was just golden.
Yeah, I got three children. I don't want something bad environmental, so I do my homework. And I'm telling you, carbon dioxide that plants are begging for is not the threat. Plus, under this Gore system, it doesn't cut it. It moves it to China and Mexico. So it's nothing but a fraud. I'm sorry. Make your point about Fukushima. I'm going to try to shut up.
Well, your coverage was just, you know, absolutely golden. It covered the topic. You were the only one covering it. You know, and that's the way that the environment actually can be changed by human beings. And also, if you look at things like HAARP and other weather manipulation and modification technology, you know, it could really be an issue because...
Exactly.
You know, the scientists and others, the policymakers, the bankers... These people in power, they never take the time to actually think about it in a spiritual way. They never reflect on their own conscience. They have no conscience. It's not about the environment for them. It's about money.
It's about a power grab. They use our good environmental concern to take it away, package it, and use it to grab power while the real environmental crises get worse. Great call. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us. Ah! I think one reason I've had success over the years is that I am real. What you see is what you get. There's not a bunch of packaging here. There is a lot of preparation. And then I tend to just do the preparation, researching information, and get so angry I just go in there and start screaming. But you need to get angry. We've just got this attitude of, well, that's the government, and they do what they want, and I don't go in government buildings, and I don't confront government. And now you try to go to a government building, and they treat you like you're absolutely, you know what, on the bottom of their shoes. And they're not just going to stop where they've left off. They're going to keep going. And special interests are going to come in and grease the skids and have them basically turn you into their slaves. It is so outrageous. It is so crazy. To know that plants live off of carbon dioxide, to know that carbon dioxide has been dozens and dozens of times higher than it is now, to have scientists, real scientists, report that plants aren't growing as well because carbon dioxide is so low, and that in different periods when the Earth has bloomed is when we have a higher carbon dioxide. And then you see Al Gore's plan. Let's just say carbon dioxide is like nerve gas. It's going to kill you, which it isn't, but let's just say it is. We have the clean systems that release a lot less of it, and then China has completely dirty stacks just shooting pure poison into the air, all the stuff coming out of the coal, the mercury, arsenic, everything, ashes coming down on the cities, like our country had 100 years ago. And when he shuts down our plants, the jobs, the industry just moves there, so it's one world, more stuff goes out. That's what I mean. It's like, and then the big mega corporations, they block new technological developments. I've seen the plans for carburetors in the 70s that got 100 miles to the gallon, General Motors. None of that's allowed to come out. And then you find out big oil's actually behind the carbon tax to shut down coal, because that then will boost the price of oil. I mean, they've got this whole thing figured out. See, coal is something that's not a monopoly. There are hundreds of companies worldwide producing coal, more than 30 big ones here in the U.S. They don't like that. The big barons of control don't like it. And that's why Obama said, I will bankrupt coal. And that's when Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, who along with Ken Lay wrote up the carbon tax plan back in the mid-90s, they said, that's it, $1 billion, you're in. But it didn't matter. The other little minion was bought and paid for as well. He was calling for carbon taxes. Remember that guy, John McCain? All right, let's go to James, Greg, Joss, Don, Cheryl, Richard, Jody, Dangerous, Richard, and others. James in New Jersey, let's move quick. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thanks for having me. People need to look at the connection between Hollywood and Al Gore. He won the Oscar in 2007 for The Convenient Lie, or whatever that movie was. And, you know, Hollywood is just government propaganda. That's why the Obama administration is approving that Hurt Locker director. She's making the movie about how Osama was killed or whatever, you know.
Yeah, they've authorized them to come in and be given national security clearances. And it's come out that that's basically illegal because they're using government assets to do it. But so much of this stuff is government paid for. Right in time for the election that Obama's this big hero with this director.
Right. One of the ways people can counter the racism that people are talking about is actually you did this in a way when you had Prodigy on your show. You know, I know a lot of African-Americans, I try to wake up my own community or whatever, but they just believe that, you know, this Tea Party, they're all racist because they believe that government propaganda. They believe that, you know, Hollywood is the truth and government is everything. But, you know, that's not the case. That's why, you know, they've been running this psychological warfare on us all week here in Jersey. That hurricane, it wasn't even bad at all. However, you know, they had mandatory evacuations, mandatory curfews. They were flying this insane NWO-looking flag, which was just, like, pure red, and it just had a little black square in the middle of it. It was just really bizarre. And they had this going on for, you know, 24 hours. But
that's a hurricane flag. But yeah, the exactly. The point is, any excuse to come in and take control, and thank God it wasn't that bad of a hurricane, or they'd be in there taking guns right now from law-abiding citizens in New York. Thank you so much, James. Great to hear from you. Greg in Kansas, you're on the air.
Yes, good to speak with you, Alex.
Welcome.
I have some news about Fukushima. Basically, it's a website. It's Fukushima-diary.com. It's ran by a man by the name of Yori Mochizuki.
Yeah, well, I've seen his videos. In fact, he was the guy, one of them, that proved that radiation was many times higher than the government said, and now the government's had to resign. In fact, Jaron, that's the guy I want to get on. Give us the website one more time. But I mean, look, I could see in the first month of it, they wouldn't show any, they would say not reporting on their radiation monitors in the states where it was the worst, Fukushima Prefecture and other areas. And then I noticed our government that had sensors everywhere and its ships had the fleet run 200 miles south. And then the Chinese picked up high radiation. And we knew that there was a cover-up, and now they admit there was a cover-up.
Yes, sir. And it's Fukushima-diary.com. And apparently they're playing some games with the food over there. They're like the animals that were living in Fukushima Prefecture, they've shipped them to other neighboring prefectures. And then basically they're saying that the origin of that is from those prefectures, not Fukushima.
Yeah, no, that even came out in the Associated Press weeks ago, that they're secretly selling the cows and chickens and things that they know are contaminated. I know, that's government. It's look, corrupt people run for city council, they get elected, they do corrupt things. Globalists notice that and then promote them. And the more corrupt you are, the higher you go. Oh, you're for a forced inoculation of a vaccine that's killed people in trials and they can't approve it? Rick Perry, you're going to the White House. You're the only guy we could find to do this. You'll actually take a vaccine that's killing people in the trials and doesn't even protect you from this type of cancer. You'll do that? Well, you're the president then. I mean, as soon as he did that, the Bilderberg Group said, Rick Perry, come to Europe, meet with the world leaders. You're going to be president. You're cold-blooded.
Go ahead. Okay, the thing I noticed about Fukushima, too, is that now there's cases of mass radiation sickness, so people are getting nosebleeds, dizziness, things of that nature.
Oh, their top scientists have resigned and said that hundreds of thousands will die. Yeah, no, we will definitely go to the Fukushima diary and get him on, because his work and others in the last 5-6 months have proven the cover-up, which has now made the government resign. Well, how about the government goes to prison for lying? Why weren't they just honest about it?
Right. And I have a suggestion, too, for another guest. Are you familiar with Max Egan? He interviewed Benedict Charlie, you know, for the whole 9/11 thing, did the first one.
No, I'm not. Send me that in an email. I appreciate your call, Greg. But sure. I've been meaning for months to get that Japanese gentleman on. I know he's doing radio interviews. But again, it's now out in the open. It's admitted. Radiation sickness, death. But see, now it's not a big news item. And the radiation's blowing over here, and the EPA says, hey, increased radiation's good for you. Just pay Al Gore money for carbon dioxide, plants breathe. And the school kids are taught with these video games and shows they show them. In fact, just type in, a child's video game, destroy carbon dioxide blobs, and the carbon dioxide are big monsters, and the kids are all scared of carbon dioxide. The plants may breathe it, part of the life cycle. But radiation, oh, that's nutritious. Ann Coulter says you should go bathe in it. It's wonderful. She said that the Japanese should be thankful for the radiation. Yes, yes. Josh in Hawaii, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Alex.
Welcome.
How did I talk to you? Thank you. I had talked to you a few months back about some new ideas or new tactics in the info war. You guys do such an incredible job, and I know you're about to ratchet it up and open up a new front in a few more days. And so we thank you all for that. But it's like you say, I mean, if especially for the new listeners out there, if you're taking this in and you're not doing anything about it, then you are wrong. You need to be out and trying to unlock minds and pass this on. But specifically, I have some, last time we talked, you said, hey, these are good ideas, write it up in an article, send it in. I've been trying to do that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Josh, we got to go to break. I'm going to come back to you briefly, but send it to showtips@infowars.com. Believe me, I've got great webmasters and people that are posting, but I think I'm going to start posting on InfoWars and Prison Planet. It's WordPress. I can do it myself because I end up working anyways till 2 in the morning every day. So in the future, you can send me an article. I'll get it posted.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week. Which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it any more than you think.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fight. I marvel at the corruption. Look at your women. That's why I work so hard to try to expose it. I try to point it out to people, hoping people wake up and say no to it. I mean, it's so outrageous that we let the system lecture us all day when they're a bunch of discredited criminals. All right, look, I want to at least go to 5 or 6 phone calls here right now at the end of the show. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Next Thursday night, 7 p.m., we kick off InfoWars Nightly News. It'll be hosted at PrisonPlanet.tv. We got a lot of little cable systems and people that want to pick it up. Again, that's PrisonPlanet.tv. But Josh, I know a lot of people send us great articles, great ideas, and we end up missing them or not getting them posted on the sites. But briefly, what are some of your ideas to wake people up?
Well, actually, Alex, I had a kind of a beta test of a Twitter/YouTube bomb. I'm actually able to reply to your most recent tweet of 26 August about the mayor ordering cops to arrest people just because they said his name. I'm going to reply to you with that tweet mine says YouTube/Twitter bomb, Ron Paul, the one who can beat Obama. That's his most recent campaign ad. Very powerful. It says InfoWarriors retweet/watch this video, and then the link is there. So maybe tomorrow you can ask everyone to go in, and you can tweet it and have everyone retweet it out. Then after
No, that's a great idea. Don't just use the Google bombs. We should do tweet bombs on air. Great point, Josh. Send over your ideas, and we'll continue to scan for them. We just get so many emails, we miss some of the good stuff. Don in Michigan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Welcome. Good.
Let me shut my speaker off. I'm sorry. Hold on. Okay. The first thing I wanted to put out was, as far as getting the info out, is one idea I've come up with is I burn your DVDs, and thank you for allowing everybody to do that.
I'm not allowing you to. I'm begging you to. Thank you.
What I do is I put them in, you know, buy the paper sleeves. You can get like 100 for $6. I leave them laying on newspaper boxes, or anytime I stop at a store, I just lay them on there. You found it, you watch it. And the curiosity is going to make people watch them without even having to think about, you know, an argument of, oh, you're crazy, New World
Order. Oh, yeah, no. The power of people making copies of DVDs and emailing people YouTube clips, that's why we're having such a giant effect, is the millions of listeners out there taking action. You are the power of the show. You are 99% of the effectiveness.
I believe it's got to work, because why would you not watch it? And another thing I wanted to point out, because I know you're short on time, I heard on NPR the other day about how Al-Qaeda rebels were hurting civilians, and I'm like trying to tell people at work, it's like, do you realize the Al-Qaeda rebels are backed by NATO?
Well, that's what's crazy. I've got ABC, CBS, Fox News clips showing the U.S. Marines growing an army, the opium, and shipping it out of Afghanistan. And this has been out for 2 years, people, and nobody cares. It's in mainstream news that the rebels are Al-Qaeda and are going to run Libya. And it's like, well, Al-Qaeda's good. And I'm like, no, they're not. And they're like, shut up, conspiracy theorist. No, it's insane. It's insane.
I have showed that to people, and I'm opening their eyes. And another thing to do real quick, and I'll get off so another caller can get on. I read your reports at lunchtime, and I read Drudge. And I just give out reports of a lemonade stand shut down. Or like everybody at work is like, well, what do you mean?
There's thousands of them. Even Forbes said, what's going on with the attack on lemonade stands nationwide? They're arresting people because prisoners can't grow gardens or sell lemonade. They want you going to a big box store. This is
exactly a
total culture shift. The globalists are involved in a revolution against us. They're trying to break our will and teach us to lick their boots like third world slaves. Appreciate your call, Don. Awesome caller. Cheryl in California, you're on the air.
Thank you so much, sir. And thank your wife for supporting you to do this work on a daily basis.
She is the queenie. We appreciate her.
Yeah, two things. I would like your support on a 9/11 thing. But first, I'm a substitute teacher, and my job is to pretty much take attendance and sign my name on the attendance sheet. That's pretty much my job. They've started a new policy of doing a warm body count at school. Now, I do a lot of studying, and the warm body count just really calls my attention. Why they would be programming this certain terminology in the teacher's head? Let's say an emergency does happen. Will that then allow the teachers to react in a way that is somewhat rational because they've already been doing this warm body count? It's very.
Well, the schools are totally federalized. They've got cash awards to tattle on each other and tattle on the parents and tattle on people skipping school to get $20 or $40, depending on it. You turn in mama, it's $200. Austin's got it for years. It's just a total disgusting society. You send your kids to public school to learn how to use drugs and buy stuff from Madison Avenue and watch MTV, but the schools are just an absolute nightmare. And I see reports where parents pick their kids up without getting authorization, and they go to jail. And I've seen schools announce in federal court that they own our kids. The government thinks they own your children.
Well, yeah, they don't think it. They're actually the children are wards of the state, which is why Child Protective Services can come get your kids. And on that note, I would like to suggest, my people shall perish for a lack of knowledge comes from the Bible. People, if you want a waiver, pick up a book, read, and you will learn how to get a waiver. The power is in your signature. That's the real money. Alex, I'm begging for your support. I have an idea for 9/11. My idea is people do not spend any money worldwide. Do not spend a dime. Spend money beforehand, but do not spend a dime on 9/11.
Now, that's a great idea, Cheryl, and I appreciate your call. That'll get their attention. Remember, they print the money. These are like fake chips they give us, and then they use that to try to get real property and quote, human resources. That's us, the humans. The globalists are social engineers, and they see us as like rats in a cage they're manipulating. Wake up to the cage, become aware of the overall manipulation. That's the point of this broadcast. Richard in Indiana, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I am a racist, and I am evil for reporting this to you. Here we go. Associated Press, out of Asheville, North Carolina, the Southern Governors Association meeting. Duke Energy CEO, whom, by the way, is Jim Rogers, and he got his start with Ken Lay at Enron. He also spearheaded the formation of the U.S. Climate Action Partnership, announces for our Duke customers, which we pay our dues to Duke, a 30%, this is a quote, 30% or more over the next few years.
No, that's what I was saying. No, it's all the power company guys go, it's for the earth. It's going to be 30% in the next few years, and then it'll double after that. It's for the earth. What's the AP headline on that?
Just sent this to Show Tips about 20 minutes ago, hoping you guys would put this up on InfoWars.
Yeah, I've got to call one of the webmasters to do that.
30% increase.
Yeah, no. What's the headline, though, of dealing with
it? It says, Duke Energy CEO warns governors of costly energy. And in it, he says that the prices will rise for Duke customers 30% or more over the next decade.
Well, of course it will. It's for the earth. I mean,
now, mind you, in another article I have here, Jim Rogers did this knowingly that if he would sign on to the U.S. Climate Action Committee, he would get subsidies and probably waivers to do this.
So yeah, no, that's the whole thing's about being part of the mafia. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So,
I appreciate your call. I'm going to check that out, Richard.
Yeah,
Dangerous in California. Dangerous, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Would you like to worship Al Gore here?
Actually, this is an environmentally related call, somewhat, and it's also related to banking. But, I'm not bashing gold, and I'm not trying to go against gold. But I did want to point out that there is an environmental toll that's taken on the environment.
Some of the mines, they use cyanide to leach the gold out.
Yeah, so there's Indie Bay just ran an article today about how they have a campaign, and it's against a major gold mining company, Barrick Gold, and it's called protestbarrick.net. And they're advocating the use of Bitcoins. And I had called up a couple weeks ago to discuss.
No, I heard that. Listen, we're out of time, but absolutely everything will kill you. Drinking too much water will. But I am for safer, cleaner ways of extracting gold out of the ground. Sorry to Jody and Richard. Rich, you call me tomorrow during the weekday show. I'll go to you first, okay? Front of the line for those folks that can get back in. Look, everything will be all right if you just pay more taxes to Al Gore. A direct corporate tax directly to him. I'm an extremist for being against it. I admit it. Man Bear King is God.